you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, party atmosphere up in here. Fired up to be in with the crowd today. It's Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon. No Jason Smith tonight. Rich Ornberger steps in. Dr. Rich, as we call him here on the show. He's ready to diagnose the ills of society, to prescribe positive returns for the National Football League off some of the rules and implementations coming out of the owners' meetings as we come to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Alert your friends and family, Rich. Everybody else out there nationwide, our extended family, go reach out and let them know that we are celebrating WrestleMania week. As it comes here to Los Angeles, Angelo Dawkins of the Street Profits joins us on the show here coming up in 20 minutes. We're getting things going. I'm like caged. It's like I'm in the steel cage right now, ready to get through a wall. Let's go.
A steel cage of emotion. I mean, this time of year for Michael Vincent Harmon. I don't know your middle
Vincent,
name.
That was that's good. Patrick.
Stab in the dark there. Michael Patrick Harmon. I mean, it really is. WrestleMania time. It brings out, frankly, the best in you. You become almost the perfect promoter. Like, you start barking like you're at a carnival. You start calling people out around the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you by Tire Rack.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
It is my favorite time of year's convergence of a million different things. Look, I love the beginning of college football and the NFL. Don't get me wrong. And for our business, that stirs the drink, right? And all the NFL news, we got plenty of it today. As I said, coming out of the owners' meeting, you got liar's poker all around from all the coaches and the owners and the GMs and everybody that's speaking, trying to spin you a tale, and you're trying to figure out what's real, what's imagined. And we'll get into some of that as we get things started here. But yeah, you've got the Final Four coming up. The Final Four nobody picked. And you're Joe San Diego down there, Rich Hornberger.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, everybody's excited about the $900 million roster of the Padres, but I mean, you got to be fired up. The Aztecs, baby.
The Aztecs in the Final Four, listen, for anybody who hasn't been paying attention, and I understand, to the sleepy little corner of the United States that we call San Diego, there's a athletic program that you're going to see in a Power 5 league soon, because with all the other moves that are happening, I predict that within less than a year's time, you're going to see the San Diego State program in the Big 12 and the Pac-12 somewhere, because they are bursting at the seams. They just debuted a brand new beautiful stadium for their football team this fall, and they have a basketball team in the Final Four. And San Diego State, the Aztecs, are one of those gritty, fun-to-watch teams that you can really get behind. If you haven't watched them play in this tournament so far, turn on the FAU State game on Friday. You're going to be impressed by two things. One, this is a team that loves to play together. And two, they play the way you can only watch in college basketball. Like in the NBA, look, they're just going to call every single reach in. They're going to call every single, you know, body up foul they can. At the college level, especially in the tournament, they're going to let a lot fly. And that really plays well to San Diego State, because they're all about defense. They're about shutting down guards. They make it really tough to find the paint, and they guard well beyond the arc. So it's difficult to get perimeter shots up. The FAU Owls built very similarly. You know, they're going to try to shoot with volume from the perimeter as well, and they're going to play hard, scrappy defense with a deep bench. I cannot wait for this matchup, and I think I speak for all of San Diego when I say this is one of the more exciting weeks of wait that we've had in a long time.
I got to dig that you immediately went into sales pitch mode.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love this team. Let me put you on this squad. How do I get... I mean, that you were the used car. You call me the carnival barker. That's exactly what you just did there. You're going to see him in a Power 5. You should adopt them now before everybody knows who they are and they jump on board this bandwagon.
There is a little bit of that in me because, you know, I've been calling football games.
I was going to say, you've been cashing a check from them the last couple of years.
Yeah,
so this might be part of the promotional part of your contract.
Not even.
You know me.
I'll hype the things that I like, especially when I'm on the clock. You know, you'll see me give love. But right now, I mean, frankly, if I talked all Owls for the rest of the 4 hours we're on the show, nobody at State would give me any static for it.
I'd probably cut your mic in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you would give me static for it. But the reality is, yeah, it's a fun team to watch. It's a good group of kids, and you know, that's the other thing that I love about March Madness. And we've been talking a lot about this, texting a lot about this
as
the tournament has gone on. You and me, Mikey, like this this March has been so much fun because you can't predict any of this stuff. I mean, it has just been upset central. We got a 9 seed taking on a 5 seed on one side of this bracket. We don't have any ones left. It's just ridiculous what we witnessed. But this is, I think, the chaos that we always hoped for and secretly we always desired. But when we fill out our brackets, we still fill out mostly chalk.
But that's just it. It's the you desire it until you don't. Because what did you have all week was lamentation of the teams that have gotten there, right? In the case of your squad, foul, no foul, letter of the law, spirit of the law, time of game, all the stuff we were arguing about the Super Bowl, we got to in the as we get towards the Final Four as well. But it's been a fun ride to watch. Obviously, the brackets were an absolute disaster, which we all felt equally useless in our prognostication capabilities, which I think is good because every once in a while, as the Iron Sheik, owing to my WrestleMania roots once again, always reminds us that we need to be humbled, Rich.
That's right. That's right. He will make you humble.
That's it. We'll get more into the NCAA tournament as we go. Again, Angelo Dawkins, Street Profits, coming up here in about 10 to 15 minutes here. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Now, Rich, we got a lot of action here coming out of the owners' meeting. We'll get into the Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, and, of course, the San Francisco 49ers were not to be left out of the party. But we start with the easiest of notes because it's the good jumping off point of, hey, you'll be allowed to wear the number zero if you like to this year. Yeah. And Calvin Ridley immediately said, mine! And so the Jacksonville Jaguars will print as many as they can, as fast as they can for their new wide receiver. But I started here from the, you were part of the union for years. You watched how the dissemination of information went back and forth of what was important. And obviously, given the way NFL careers are, the average being, at being generous, saying 3 years, right? A lot of guys, cup of coffee, some like yourself, are there into the second half of a decade. Other guys like Tom Brady make it their entire adult lives. All of those things. But so it's hard to get the cohesiveness when you're trying to build to big things. And we watch the CBA time and again, and there's a million things that you complain about. And even now, you've got DeMora Smith lamenting the existence of the franchise tags as they exist and what the owners have to do in relation to them, even though he was the guy that was on the other end of that table bargaining those into existence. And now you walk away, it's like, hey, you get to wear zero, everybody good? They're going to come get us with a bunch of other stuff, but you can wear zero if you want. You may have to you know, go out and fight out on the practice field to decide who gets it, or you have to have a highest bidder auction. But hey, they got that done, Rich.
Yeah. It's fascinating what it's a little bit of bread and circus, right? You know, how do you quiet the masses? You give small victories. Yeah. And you celebrate them, you know. You make sure you
find your wins, baby.
Yeah. So you know, when Rome was burning, they fed gladiators to the lions, and they threw bread into the crowd, and people really loved Caesar. It's the same thing with the NFL a little bit. It's like, hey, listen, we know we have some huge problems with player discipline. We have some huge problems with owner discipline, which, by the way, is shaky at best. We have some huge problems with the way gambling is interacting with this sport. I think we're going to see a much larger emphasis on how these games are officiated. It's because, like we know, when people wager on sports, all of a sudden the officiating is really pulled into front and center. And I mean, there are sports books open in most of the states in these United States, and that's going to lead to a lot more controversy and conspiracy around these NFL finishes, I promise you, especially playoff time. But steering back to the rule changes, yeah, you know, you got a cool little story that you can promote for a 24-hour news cycle to steer people off the heated trail. Yeah. Hey, receivers are allowed to wear zero. Isn't that fun, guys?
Yeah. Like, punchers and place kickers can now wear numbers 0 to 49 and 90 to 99. How about that?
So much fun, you guys. Huge.
Hey, any player can wear the number zero except for offensive and defensive linemen.
Which is a shame.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Either you're all in or you're not. Who the hell cares at that point?
You know what's so funny also is I understand there's a lot of guys who like brand their number TB12. That has become a thing, obviously.
Sure.
You know, a lot of these guys, when they start companies or foundations, they build the number into the branding symbol. I never was that attached to my number. You know, I always had the equipment manager just tell me what numbers were available, and either I would pick one or he would pick one. It just wasn't all that important to me. And I have a hard time remembering numbers. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people will be like, Dan Marino, I'll be like, 15? You know, Brett Favre, 7. Certainly, 7. You know, Elway, 9, right? Yeah, okay. I kid, but to a certain extent, I'm like that. My thing is, though, when you start opening the doors to this type of stuff, you know who it's going, who's going to have the most hard time with this? If, especially if you can allow defensive linemen to change to any numbers they want, is quarterbacks and offensive linemen.
Sure.
Because sometimes we use jersey numbers to communicate protection calls and who we're going to count as linebackers, who we're going to count as defensive linemen. And if you start allowing everybody to wear linebacker and safety numbers on the defense, whoo, you are going to confuse the heck out of some offenses. I promise you that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
So, Rich, have you chartered like 15 buses to take people from San Diego over to Houston?
No, not yet, but that is a heck of a plan. I'll tell you what, maybe a road trip. Let me think. What is that, like a 14-hour drive, something like
that? It could be fun. Bring your green hat.
Tell you what, all of a sudden, maybe we'll do it Oregon Trail style. We'll just caravan the thing. Just get a line of Toyota Corollas. We'll just fill them as much as we can, like a late-night Taco Bell run, and just try to get as many people out there to the NRG arena as I can.
Nicely done. Appropriate that you're now saying you got to go check your tires, make sure they're ready for that long track to Houston. See how that works?
Yeah.
At Ornberger, where you find him on Twitter, find me over at Swollen Dome. Also, 760 down in San Diego, readying for opening day for the Padres. A lot of great expectations. Well, hey.
Some people are hating.
Well, of course. I mean, it starts again.
And there it is. I'll tell you what. The Padres, that's going to be an interesting team this season because they've added so much, and they're getting so much back. You got storylines all over the place that you know they're kind of loose ends. You know, the pitching staff at times during the regular season left something to be desired last season. They pulled it together nicely during the postseason. The hitting offense was almost non-existent. You know, it was very shaky up and down the whole year. And they spent money on Xander Bogaerts. They're going to get Fernando Tatis Jr. back after years of lack of health with the shoulder and the wrist surgeries.
And suspensions.
The suspension. He's coming off the ban on 420. So light him up.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to watch, right? There's just so many fun storylines there, and obviously up here in Los Angeles, everybody tried to figure out what the next iteration of the Dodgers are. How do they continue their dominance?
Quiet,
we do know
quiet
is
off season for the Dodgers,
which means the sleeping bear. And if you look at the promotional emails I get from the Angels, a lot of Ohtani merchandise in the first half of the season.
Take
of that what you will. So as we sit here and I'm watching a little bit of this Angels-Dodgers game. A lot of runs, 8-5 here, bottom five. We've got NBA action rolling up as we get ready towards Final Four weekend for both the men and women's side. Women's side with Caitlin Clark dominating in the ratings, better than the NBA at any point this year. We'll ponder that a little bit later on in the show. But we got back to baseball starting Thursday, and Thursday night is the big story that comes out of the NFL owners' meeting. Rich, as we have this proposal that would allow for the flex option on Thursday nights. I said, no, let's table that. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the existing rule where every team plays a Thursday night, and we're going to say, nah, now you can play two. And get this. This is like getting both of your challenges right if you're a coach. If it works out that you've got, say, a Thanksgiving Day game followed by a Thursday game the next week, guess what? That only counts as one. So you could get a bonus third, Rich.
Yeah.
How great is that? Brian Rolup, the NFL Executive Vice President and Chief Media Business Officer, quote, "We're interested in making sure that we get exposure for all of our clubs. We also believe that these national windows are for clubs that are playing well. We want the best teams in this window." Does Al Michaels have that much sway?
Here's what I'll say. After you, there's something very important to point out here about the NFL. The NFL understands what they're lacking, and they don't wait. They just change. They say, "Hey, screw it. We knew that the Rams got completely stiffed on a no call for pass interference during an NFC championship game while everybody was watching it. So the same way they had owners meetings this year, and this is one of the rules that have emerged, they made changes that year and they said, okay, now pass interference is going to be reviewable next season." And guess what? It was a disaster. They probably shouldn't have made pass interference reviewable. It just was a disaster. And so you know what they said? Reviewing pass interference is a disaster. And so we'll never do it again. And they changed it back to the original rule. I thought that was really intelligent. It just shows to me how nimble such a behemoth can be. I mean, think about Major League Baseball. For a decade now. Your younger fans have been complaining, the game is too long. Family people have been complaining, my kids can't finish watching games on the West Coast. You know, or whatever coast you're on, it doesn't matter. These games are too long. We can't go to games on school nights because when it's a first pitch at, you know, 5:10 or 6:40, you know, I'm going way past bedtime to watch a full nine-inning game. I'm not getting my money's worth, so you got to make a change. Baseball waited almost a decade and a half before making changes to increase the pace of play. The pitch clock, larger bases, less step-off from the rubbers to you know, to throw to first, you know, to check your runners, you know, all these things, you know, the shift, making it so it's a little bit more offensive, a little bit more pep in your step. Like, these are important changes, and baseball sat on it for a decade and a half. The NFL last season, they said Thursday Night Football was a disaster. So then the very next offseason, they say, "Hey, we're going to fix that. We're going to try something new." I like it. Mike, I mean, I know there's a lot of people who have a problem with it, but I'm supportive of it.
Yeah, there's a couple of pieces to it. Baseball, I got to give them the credit for the one thing. They were the first to adopt the, hey, I can listen and watch from a streaming perspective.
Yeah, that's
my,
true.
My team, wherever I was. So I was listening to the White Sox when I lived in upstate New York, when I lived up in San Francisco, and certainly during my time here in L.A. So I've never had to go without the legends and many futile summers and falls for me, my squad, all these years. But the idea here is, you know, and John Mara brought it up. He goes, called the idea abusive, saying the vote was close, concerned that it'll come up again, you know, about the flexible side of things, and talking about just considering, think of the people, think of the fans. To your point, I think baseball, I don't know if it was a time of game necessarily, but it goes back to that Manfred edict of pace of play. There's got to be something happening instead of guys standing around, right? And that's where the step off from the rubber and the guy getting out of the batter's box and all those, the larger base, whatever. Yeah. And you know, you're making changes and trying to adopt. And you did them all in one fell swoop. So once they finally decided to go in, it's like, all right, we're going to make changes to everything. Let's go on in. With the NFL, yeah, they've definitely done so. They did all the gentleman's agreement of not encroaching on Christmas Day for all those years, and now they're like, nope, sorry, NBA, you lose.
Yeah.
So we have that. And certainly the two-plus Thursday night games is really the larger thing, I think, to ponder in all of this, Rich, when we know players and you having been in those locker rooms and still people you talk to in and around the league, that the Thursday night game is that necessary evil in terms, going back to collective bargaining agreements and the allowances for windows to open into different days of the week and flexibility and all. But, you know, one side of the mouth, we talk about the health of the players. The other side, the loud part, we talk about the health of the game and the state of the union, which is what Roger Goodell does the best of anybody, which is why he keeps getting extensions and takes DeMaurice Smith, and they beat the Players Association around with each of these negotiations. Patrick Mahomes, among others, immediately were on Twitter and other social media programs. He used the facepalm emoji without any words to tell you how he felt about that. So Amazon, I do keep waiting for the home shopping network element of it, though, Rich.
Yeah.
That they're going to sell me a blender on the lower third, or that Al Michaels is going to have to hold up the latest smoothie concoction that you can get on a Black Friday discount or something to that effect. But this one speaks to, we brought in a big player in Amazon to the party, and we've got to make sure everybody's getting their money's worth.
Let me tell you, the one side of it is the NFL, from a marketing standpoint, from a, like I said, I use the word nimble. I think that's probably the most appropriate term to use in terms of making changes quick when they feel like something isn't working. You got to give credit. Where you brought up and where a lot of former players have brought up, where I disagree with this is, yeah, look, you know what? If you want to do this, if you want to increase the number of Thursday night games that you're going to package, well, then why don't you give something back to the players? I mean, even if it is just from a PR standpoint, right? Even if it's just so that you're not going to catch as much flack from players and former players who disagree with the abusiveness of adding a second Thursday night game to certain schedules, why don't you extend the amount of healthcare players receive post-career, right? You know, say, hey, look, we're fixing on making, I don't know how many X billions of dollars by adding more to our primetime schedule. And as an olive branch, because these players are the product, because these players are the whole reason why the lights go on at stadiums and people show up in droves to watch either live or at home, whether they're streaming or they're watching on network television, how about we do something for the product? How about we give back a little bit? That's where the rub is. For me, personally, I know a lot of players feel this way. The NFL has the worst health insurance policy for players leaving the sport. I've already termed out.
Right.
You know, I've been retired only 8 years. I'm outside of the scope of help from that standpoint. Now, fortunately, I'm gainfully employed. Fortunately, my family has never not had health insurance, but there's a lot of guys who I've played with, you know, who maybe they didn't make a tremendous amount of dough during their NFL career. Maybe they're struggling to find a second career because their bodies are pretty beat up, which they are after NFL careers. And even if they were vested, that means you're going to get 5 years of extended health care after your career is over, and then it's gone. So that's the rub for a lot of players is, hey, do a better job of taking care of your players after they're all chewed up and spit out from this league, and maybe you won't get so much pushback when you're trying to add games and you're trying to add primetime games to the schedule.
Yeah, that's the hardest part is just the incongruity there. Of trying to say, hey, we're looking out for the league and looking out for the Shield, but forgetting about the product. And this is where it gets into that unfortunate, hey, there'll be another draft. There'll be more players and all of that. And it's unfortunate that that's the measuring, right? The scales of justice and, well, common sense and rationale. Along the process, because Goodell, even in his comments here, goes, well, and I hear from players all the time, they love that 10 days after a Thursday game. It's like, right, if they got out without a big injury or extending an injury because they had to play on short rest.
Yep.
I get it. Yeah, you get a little mini vacation. Yeah, you get a couple of days off. But what was the cost physically to do that, right? We talk about load management, and it's always in a pejorative. Well, from the football side of thing, I mean, that just upends anything you might have been doing trying to train for the back end of a season. And if you have a late Thursday night football game, that could be absolutely disastrous for the stretch run.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you talk about competitiveness of a league and you start screwing with the schedule, there is a point of diminishing returns, and we've seen it in Major League Baseball. Look, I don't care what you say about the purity of the sport. 162 regular season games is way too many. The start times are largely too late for a lot of fans. And I understand you're trying to hit TV windows and stuff like that, but it's just not it's not a good product for the fan who maybe isn't as invested as your most invested fans, but that you're trying to cast a wider net. NBA, same problem. They just went to the schedule too hard. They added too many games to the schedule, and so now you have a watered-down regular season where star players are comfortable missing a quarter to a third of the season managing their load, and you know you have a lot of fans showing up to arenas where they don't get to see a star perform, and they're paying you know something like $1,500, $1,000 for a family of four to go to an arena. I mean, it's outrageous what NBA arenas charge. So,
that's if you're going through the secondary market.
Right.
Where I do my pushback, but we don't have time for my full Harmon soapboxing on ticket prices.
My whole point, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. My whole point is, you know, when you mess with the schedule, a great dilution of your sport occurs,
100%.
And it can be hugely financially beneficial, but then at the same token, it could rob the fans of the urgency and the experience you get in the NFL current day, and that's what I think we're kind of vaulting towards very quickly now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
It doesn't matter. It's WrestleMania week, baby. WrestleMania week. And we're pleased now to be joined by one half of the Street Profits, part of an 8-man battle. Yeah, 4 tag teams getting after it. Angelo Dawkins joins us now on the hotline. Angelo, thanks for making some time as you get ready for the big showcase event. Huge stuff. Thanks for being in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fam. That's what I call an introduction, by the way, bro. I like that.
Well, you know what? If I had my druthers, I'd be about 4 inches taller, and I'd be running around chasing Heyman and trying to vie for the title of manager and you know, loudmouth there. But here I am, and I welcome you in here.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
So you've gone through the grind all the way going back to NXT. I heard Shawn Michaels talking about the developmental program all those years ago, and now you're on the big stage. Could you tell us a little your journey through that process, the highs, the lows, and what it means to be on the big stage of WrestleMania?
I mean, yeah. I started in 2012. I got recruited out straight out of college like a bunch of the NXT superstars that you see today. But yeah, I got recruited out of college, out of Harper College, wrestling Jerry Briscoe. Shout out to Jerry Briscoe. He recruited me and got me a tryout in 2012. Tried out, been at FCW for 9 months. Then we moved to Orlando to the PC. Been there for 7 years. And basically, me and Montez ended up tagging towards the last 3 years of my time of being at NXT. And then now we're here. But yeah, I mean, man, it was a grind, though. You know what I'm saying? I had to keep my blinders on, sure, keep that tunnel vision, stay focused on the goal at hand, which is performing on the stage like we're performing this week, which is WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that.
I love it for you.
The grind was a fun time for your boy.
Listen, you know, a lot of people still look at wrestling and they think of it as like, this is performative, this is art, this is dance, this is something other than sport. I can promise you, because I know some of my former teammates who've tried to make the transition and failed, a lot of them, into the wrestling game, that this is a sport. And you need to have real competitive edge. And for those who like have kind of lost the trail for a little bit and they're trying to get back into it, what are some of the best storylines you're looking forward to for this WrestleMania?
Obviously, the Bloodline storyline, you know what I'm saying? We've been involved in that storyline, but to see guys like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens take on the Usos, that's going to be a great, great, great chance of making history and stopping the Usos on their historic run. Obviously, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. That's a big story right there. And obviously, another story, a story that nobody knows about, the Fatal 4-Way.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Hype. Baby. Let's go.
That's where the money is.
Bring the
right
smoke.
There.
Let's go.
You already know.
I was watching last night on Raw, man.
Uh-huh.
Man, that was just a nice little preview for the good people, what you guys were putting out yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was just a taste. They was like, yo, just give them a taste. And we gave them a taste. That was a little appetizer. Just be ready for the main course. Yeah, some dessert. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you, the Bloodline thing that you mentioned, though, Angelo, I mean, that's like a Hollywood trilogy. I mean, that's like you could add that to the John Wick series.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They thought we was going to step away, but nah, we back. They don't woke all four teams up. We back.
Yeah.
Hey, take us behind the scenes, man. You know, because I think some of the most impressive things to watch is the athleticism of these matches, especially on the biggest stage in wrestling. How do you get ready for this? Like, what is the routine backstage? How much time do you give yourself to warm up for what is, you know, some of the most electrifying stunts in sport these days?
I mean, for me, myself, you know what I'm saying? I stay ready no matter what. I stay warm all day. You know what I'm saying? I wake up out the band, just stretched and everything, just ready to go. But, you know what I'm saying? I always put on, you know what I'm saying, one of my favorite songs. I played it last year a lot during Mania, and it's called Stick by J. Cole and J.I.D. off the Dreamville mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And it's called D-Day. The album's called D-Day. But my favorite song, and I don't know if anybody that follows me on Instagram, anytime I pounce somebody and send them flying into the air, that's the one song that I play, Stick, because it gets me in the mood to go out there and put on a show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, everybody has their own ritual before they go out there, especially a show like this. A show like this, WrestleMania, right here. The biggest show of them all, Showcase of the Immortals. You go out there. And also, you stick to what got you to the dance. You know what I'm saying? If you got the same ritual, he'll switch nothing up.
No,
you know
that's
what I'm
it.
Saying?
No,
hey,
yeah, absolutely.
Hey, during the playoffs, I don't even switch. I don't even wash my jerseys, all right? I don't wash my jerseys. I do the same exact thing that I did each and every week, all right? Whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday, all right? I do the same thing. Why? Because if you try to change, reinvent the wheel, something gets messed up. So everybody has their own rituals that they do before the biggest show of them all. And mine is definitely singing and listening to Stick. Oh, and eating a bag of gummy worms, too.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
WrestleMania 39 this weekend live here in Los Angeles, SoFi Stadium. We've got it Peacock, where you can stream it, 8 p.m. Eastern, both nights, a little pre-show as well to get everybody hyped up and give the backstories and catch folks up if you've missed anything along the way. So this is where I get to take my heel turn on you, Angelo, is you're going back into SoFi where your Bengals took it on the chin 2 years ago.
Oh, boy.
And now you have to pick up those broken pieces.
You know, I've been thinking about that. And I've been chomping at the bit because of that has been playing in the back of my mind for 2 years, okay? For 2 years, And go ahead and credit the refs to that, by the way.
Whoa, you know look saying? At that. That's
neither here nor there. We gonna say that was a pass interference call. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I get it. You can't have the Rams lose when they have Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, all these guys that are from California performing in SoFi Stadium. You know what I'm saying? It was practically
that was a lot of
game
fun
for
there.
The Rams, but they needed the refs to bail them out, just like the Chiefs needed the refs to bail them out against the Bengals this past year. But, hey, that's neither here nor there because I'm going in the SoFi. Me and Montez are going in the SoFi. We are coming out with a victory, and I'm avenging that loss, okay?
Okay, say Angelo.
I'm putting the whole city on my back.
Yeah, you got to put them on the back. But remember, you never leave it to the judges, which means you just got to go and lay the smackdown on these guys.
Hey, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't worry. We ain't leaving it to no judge. We ain't leaving it to no refs, all right? We going out there. We handling business. We just going to make it emphatic.
Understood. You know, you mentioned you gave your Instagram a shout-out, so I went very quickly to check out what you got going on. @docs_cog. And I'm checking you out. You're a Lakers fan. And you're repping the jersey, and you're tugging on it, and you're shooting a promo right into the camera. You're pointing in our faces. Your Lakers are 14 games back, my friend. They're in the play-in tournament right now. What is going on with the crew?
Hey, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? We started off the season a little rocky. All right? We started off a little rocky. Now we started to pick up, even though we lost on Sunday, but that's okay. That's okay. LeBron is back. He broke the record. So we ain't got to worry about that no more. You know what I'm saying? Goat James is back, okay? Fear not, L.A. Goat James is here to the rescue like he always is. We're healthy. AD is playing like a monster. We got D'Angelo Russell out there balling. We got Malik Beasley, who I hope can find his shot at some point in a hurry. We got the Mandalorian out there locking dudes up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. Whether we in the play-in or the playoffs, no team wants to see the Lakers at all at that point in time because they scary. They scary.
Well, he looks scary with wearing his sunglasses watching games. So it's good
true.
To see that even checking in, he can bring up the smoke. You got anything special planned for your entry to the arena on this weekend?
Oh, y'all going to have to see, man. I can't, you know what I'm saying, kiss and tell,
No, I started to see some leaks of what the stage is going to look like, so I'm getting kind of hyped. I'm going to try to crash the gate on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So, who knows? I might be the ninth guy into the tag team match. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you better be ready to, you know what I'm saying, get beat up.
Ready for friendly fire, too, right?
Yeah, he's gonna need to stretch. Listen, Mikey Harmon isn't born doesn't get out of the bed fully stretched. He needs to go through a full yoga and Pilates routine before he gets in the ring.
Flexibility of a rock.
Warm up.
Yeah.
A little warm-up, Pilates class, yoga. Not even regular yoga. You got to go through that hot yoga, like that real hot.
Yeah, lock the box.
Well,
yeah.
It's a good thing that we have one of those facilities right behind us here. Angelo, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, man. I look forward to watching you guys this weekend. Big fan of what you guys do, and obviously going all the way back. The first event my parents trusted my brothers and I to go to was back when it was pay-per-view at a movie theater.
Yeah.
Before cable, before streaming. They dropped us off at a theater in Chicago and said, just don't get hurt.
True, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you again down the line. Good luck this weekend. Kick some butt.
There it goes.
Angelo Dawkins.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.